The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam.
جلالي والإكرام يا
Today, Monday, is the first of the month of Safar, 1444, of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Shahrivar, 1401, of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of August, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 174.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun mir rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina.
O mankind, there has come to you a conclusive proof from your Lord, and we have sent down to you a clear light.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Basing on the Islamic literature, the purpose of the Quranic phrase, a firm proof, in this verse is the Prophet himself. And the purpose of a manifest light is the Quran. The Prophet of Allah indeed is the proof of his religion because such a book and knowledge has been introduced by an illiterate person that the more the time progresses and sciences develop, the righteous fullness of the religion and depth of its teachings will become clear.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
Standing firm on the path of Allah is the topic of this episode of today's special. To be on the straight path is only possible through worshiping and serving Allah. It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord, and worship Him. This is a way that is straight. Remember, that is a verse 51 of chapter 3, chapter Imran in the Holy Quran. Man cannot achieve their straight path properly unless he or she prefers the love of Allah over the love of other beings. To reach this station, man needs to know Allah as he deserves to be known. Hence, it can be said that the straight path is knowledge of Allah, because whoever attains this knowledge and arranges his or her life in accordance with it, escape from the evils of his or her nature and from the wiles of Satan. A person's heart at this stage is rewarded with spiritual blessings. He or she opens a window to spiritual worlds, and the universe turns into a great book filled with wisdom. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. However, regarding Imam As-Sajjad's remarks on the dissidents of the pro-Umayyad camp of Umar ibn Sa'd on the day of Ashura, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam indicated it that when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wanted to go to the battlefield, he wore the turban of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and picked up the sword that was that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam addressed the enemy commander, Umar ibn Sa'd, and ask them whether they recognize the turban. All of them said, yes, it was the very turban worn by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they also recognized the sword of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Imam al-Hussein al-Islam introduced himself, and all of them confessed that they knew Imam al-Hussein al-Salam well, and they knew that Imam al-Hussein al-Salam's parents were Imam Ali al-Islam and Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. And then the camp of pro-Umayyad soldiers, I mean the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd, all of them unanimously yelled in this way, غَيْرُ تَارِكِكَ حَتَّى تَذُوقَ الْمَوْتَ عَتَشَى. We are intent to martyr you until you are slain thirsty. In this connection, we find that those people who don't listen to the remarks of the right path and the remarks of the rightful side, regarding them, the Holy Quran says in this way, إِنَّكَ لَا تَسْمُعُ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot make the dead hear what you say. This is the remark of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran when he addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It means that those people who are on the wrong side and don't listen to any kind of advice or any kind of remark from the right-hand side, they are regarded as dead people. Of course, they are physically or biologically alive. However, intellectually, they are dead people.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
A short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
We look at means of steadfastness in Islam, and we reach to dua or supplication. One of the characteristics of the believing slaves of Allah is that they turn to Allah with dua or supplication, asking Him to help them to stand firm. Look at Quran, chapter 3, verse 8. O Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after You have guided us. Or look at Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 250. O Lord, pour our constancy and patience on us and make our steps firm. The Prophet told us that the hearts of the sons of Adam are as one between the fingers of the Most Merciful, and He, Allah, directs them as He wills. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, often used to say, O controller of the heart, make my heart adhere firmly to your religion.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ.
From the qualities of a believer, in this part we'll look at this point. They strictly guard their obligatory prayers. The believer does not only observe the five daily prayers. He goes the extra mile by doing supererogatory acts of worship, standing in the middle of the night. Allah's apostle was reported to have said, "The coolness of my eyes is in the observance of prayer." One of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad cautioned him to have prayed excessively, and as a result, he got his swollen feet. He responded to her, "Shouldn't I be a thankful slave of Allah?" In chapter An-Nisa, verse 103, Allah said, "Verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers as fixed hours."
Why the Quran stresses and emphasizes on Jannah, the paradise, so much? It's because the belief in Al-Jannah, it eases our pain. It gives us comfort. You see, when you believe that there is a Jannah, this gives you so much comfort if you suffer in this world. For those individuals that they have to face the tyranny and oppression of the zalimeen of this world. For those individuals that have to put up with sicknesses and diseases. For those individuals that have to suffer from poverty. What gives them comfort? What gives them hope? Is that one day there will be an end to all your miseries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to enter Jannah. And you will see unimaginable bounties and beauties and pleasures and delights. So maybe your life is terrible now. But it won't always be terrible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from this one day. So it eases the pain upon us. It makes it much more easy for us to be strong among the sufferings. And that's why Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, with all the suffering he had to face, they killed his family members, they killed his children, even a six-month-old baby. What made him so strong and resilient? What gave him comfort? He himself said after they killed his six-month-old baby, he said, "Hawwana ma nazala bi annahu bi'aynillah." What gives me comfort is that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching and He will compensate me. He will give me thawab. He will give me Jannah. He'll give me an unimaginable thawab and reward for what I am suffering. And this is what gives me consolation. This is what makes me patient, that I know after this finishes, and it's very short, Al-Jannah is waiting me. The paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting me. So this eases the pain upon the human being.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and believe you in Allah's protection.
Crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. Today is the tragic first of the month of Safar, the day when survivors of the massacre of the Prophet's progeny at Karbala were unjustly dragged to the court of the tyrant Yazid in Damascus. Let us contemplate today on the words of the Holy Prophet's granddaughter, Hazrat Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, when she boldly told the tyrant Yazid about the illegitimacy of his rule. Those who have helped you to become the head of the Muslim state have done a big disservice to Islam and will soon know what awaits them.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to talk about an important hadith which has been narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding the etiquettes of greeting and saying salam to people, adabus salam. As you know, Islam has certain waymarks, it has certain important signs, certain very vital and central things which kind of allude to it. These are the essences of Islam, And one of those things is the greeting that Muslims use to greet one another, the famous greeting, Assalamu alaikum. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Bakr alayhi salam elucidates on the manner in which we should greet people. Specifically, he kind of explains to us to whom we should not say Assalamu alaikum to. Imam Bakr said, alayhi salam said, do not extend the greeting of peace, the salam. And then he enumerated a number of different people. And then finally he says, and to those who drink alcohol. One of those is people who drink alcohol. You should not, it's not good to say salam to them. Nor to chess and dice players, to gamblers, in other words. Nor to effeminate person. An effeminate person, nor to a poet who slanders chaste women of fornication, a poet who in his poetry accuses chaste women of fornication, and nor to someone performing his prayers, meaning if somebody's performing his prayers, the ritual prayers, the salat, one should not say salam to them. And that is because the person performing prayers cannot return the greeting, for verily, the initiation of the greeting on the part of the greeter is voluntary, whereas returning the greeting is obligatory. In continuation, Imam Bakr alayhi salam says, nor greet the usurer, a person who takes usury and riba from people, meaning he, for example, he loans money out to people, and when he asks for it back, he takes something in an increased amount of money from them. Usury, riba, which is a sin in Islam. It's not good to greet such a person who does this sin. Nor someone who is sitting in the lavatory, sitting in the bathroom. If somebody's using the bathroom, it's not good to say salam to them. Nor someone taking a bath, somebody who's in the bath, taking a shower, right? Or he's in the public bath. It's not good to say salam to them. And nor an outrightly corrupt person who openly commits immoral acts, a fasiq, a transgressor, a person who not only sins, but sins out in the open and is very open about the sins that he commits and the immoral and indecent acts that he commits, such a person, it's not good to say salam to them. Right, so in this hadith, Imam Bakr, as we saw, he elucidates on some of the etiquettes of the salam, which is very central in Islam. And specifically, he tells us of the people, it's not good to say salam to. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the etiquettes of greeting and saying salam in the words of Imam Bakr alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. Okay, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thank you so much. Welcome back. We were talking about when should we read the word Allah heavily and when should we pronounce it softly or lightly. So we said if there is a fatha, I mean any letter with fatha, and then the word Allah comes, the word Allah must be pronounced heavily. Allah. Understood, Mahdi?
What? Meme don't have any.
Allah. Allah. For example, Tallah. For example, Jallah. For example, okay?
But, okay, here we don't have any. Before, meme don't have any harakat.
Yeah, here, no. Yeah, we don't have here, okay? But because we have to start, we start the ayah with it, okay? We put a fatha on the top of it. Okay? And also, if, I will give you more examples, okay? And remember the rules. First, remember the rules, okay, Hadi? Okay. Fatha, a word ends with fatha, then Allah. So Allah must be pronounced heavily.
Allah.
And dhamma. If fatha is not there, okay, dhamma instead of fatha, Allah, for example. Allah.
Allah.
Then Allah, you have to pronounce the Allah heavily. But if kasra comes,
Allah. Illa.
No. Allah. I mean, you pronounce, look the way you pronounce. Allah. Allah. Mahdi?
Allah.
Allah. Why do you say Allah? Why Allah?
Sir, we only pronounce the nam softly. Like, we never.
Yeah. Like, because of what?
Like,
because of the harakat that comes before it. When you start, what do you say?
Bismillah.
You don't say Bismillah. Why? Because Bismillah. Yeah. Look at the Quran. Look at this page. Look at the page. Bismi. Look, Hadi, look. Bismi. Then Allah, the word Allah comes. So, Mahdi, what does meme have? Bismi. What does meme have? Harakat?
Bismi.
Kasra. Then the word Allah comes. Yeah. So when kasra is there, then the word Allah?
Bismillah.
Okay, Bismillah.
Oh, because there is no kasra on the last word. That's why.
Oh, no. The last letter before Allah.
Allah. See, Allah? No, like here. There's no kasra on the last word.
It's the first word.
It is the first word of the ayah. You have, when it comes at the first.
If it is the first word.
If it is the first, you put a fatha on the top of the alif of Allah. So that's why you recited Allah heavily. Okay, Mahdi?
Alif of Allah.
So, Alhamdu. Why do you recite Surah Al-Fatiha? Alhamdu.
Lillah.
Alhamdu.
Lillah.
Lay has. Kasra, lillah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, in this ayah, third line, go to the third line.
One, two,
third line, three. The center of the third line, middle. Inna alladhina kafaru bi ayati. Kasra, how do you, I have to say? Third line, middle of third line.
Ayati.
Yeah, bi ayati, kasra. Then the word Allah, how should I do it?
Ayat Allah.
Allah or Allah?
Allah. No. Allah.
Kasra we have. Bi ayatillahi.
Bi ayatillahi.
Okay, next one, go on. Lahum adhabun shadid wa fatha, then Allah.
Wallahu.
Say it.
Wallahu.
Min haraf sayin? Fatha we have.
Wallah.
No. Wallah. Say L.
Soft one?
No. The heavy one.
Heavy.
Say L in English. L.
L.
Oh.
L.
L.
The tongue must touch the upper side of your mouth.
L.
Wallah. Heavily. With full mouth. With full mouth.
Wallah.
Min hal Hussein. Not this way. Whoa, don't open. Hey. Open your mouth vertically.
See? Whoa. See.
With full mouth. With full mouth.
Whoa.
No. With full mouth. Full mouth.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
So like this. Whoa.
Say Allah.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
He's joking.
Allahu Akbar. So, if there is a kasra, okay, you have to pronounce it softly. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. But if you have fatha or dhamma, you have to pronounce it heavily.
So, you say dhamma. Allah.
If it, there is a dhamma, we'll find the example, okay?
Allah?
Yes.
Sorry, the last
inshallah. If we found, okay, I will tell you. So let's get back to math. Yes, we were talking about
math.
I will recite, I will read some words. You have to repeat after me, okay? 1, 2, 3. Tahadduna.
Tahadduna.
وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ
وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ
Brothers and sisters, this A sound, a stretched one, is called mad. Next one. الصَّاخَّةُ
الصَّاخَّةُ
الْحَاقَّةُ
الْحَاقَّةُ
وَالسَّمَاءِ
وَالسَّمَاءِ
كَافَّةٌ This mad is called mad lazim or necessary mad. You have to make the to make the recitation, okay? We must stretch the sound for 6 counts, sometimes 4, 4 counts. Understood?
And 5.
So, did you learn the mad?
Yeah.
So, recite a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So there is one surah that has a lot of mad. Do you know what surah is that?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Ham? No. Surah Al-Yahya.
Surah Al-Maryam?
No.
Surah Al-Baqarah.
Yeah, Baqarah.
Because it starts with Mad. Sure. Alif.
No, it's not Baqarah.
Ma'un.
The biggest mug.
Ma'un. So Ma'un.
Surah Al-Ma'un?
Yeah.
Okay. So go to Surah Al-Ma'un.
We are.
Ma'un.
Surah Al-Ma'un, right? أرأيت الذي There is one mad.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
Surah
Al-Din.
Din.
What's
that?
Din.
Al-Imran.
Al-Imran. We were just practicing it, right?
Sir.
There are so much.
Sir, it's a tar.
لا أقسم بهذا البلد.
Surah Al-Balad.
Surah Ghashiya.
No.
Surah
Balad.
Surah Balad.
Wa anna uqsimu biha al-balad.
Okay. Go to page... Just a second. Go to page... Surah Al-Rahman, page 531.
531, yes.
Yes. Inshallah, we will recite this surah, okay? We'll practice if we found any mud, if we meet any mud, we'll practice it, okay? Surah Al-Rahman.
31.
Sorry, don't have one. الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن
الرحمن
علم القرآن
علم القرآن
علم القرآن
علم القرآن
خلق الإنسان
خلق الإنسان
علمه البيان
علمه البيان
الشمس والقمر بحسبان
الشمس والقمر بحسبان
والنجم والشجر يسجدان
والنجم والشجر
يسجدان والسماء رفعها
والسماء
this one. والسماء رفعها
والسماء
رفعها والسماء رفعها
والسماء رفعها
ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا
ألا تطغوا
في الميزان
في الميزان
وأقيموا الوزن
وأقيموا الوزن
بالقسط
بالقسط
ولا تخسروا الميزان
ولا تخسروا الميزان
والأرض وضعها
والأرض وضعها
للأنام
للأنام
فيها فاكهة
فيها فاكهة
والنخل ذات الأكمام
والنخل ذات الأكمام
والحب
والحب
ذو العصف والريحان
ذو العصف والريحان
From now on we have mad, okay?
Alai.
We have a lot, okay? Till the end of this surah we have Alai repeated.
This surah is big.
No, some of them will recite, okay? Thank you so much. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for being with us, we really thank IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International School Network. Yeah. Our students, our friends here, Mahdi Al Husseinan, Hadi Naqawi, Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naqawi, Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Minha Al Hussein Nasir, Yakhruju Minha Al Lulu Wal Marjan. Okay, so let's recite a salawat. Inshallah, we'll meet you again. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحب
حبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
To fend for ourselves Hussein, Hussein The slain
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. Now, we were talking about the rationale behind the validity of curse or distancing someone from Allah's mercy. I mean, praying to Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. Don't forget, this is the true meaning of la'an. So la'an is a kind of prayer, is a kind of asking from the Almighty Allah. And that is why we have said many times that the word curse does not completely imply the meaning of la'an. And whenever we use a curse, this is just for the sake of translation and nothing else. Now in the previous episodes, we discussed the validity of curse since Allah curses those who torment Allah and the Holy Prophet in both this world as well as the hereafter. And in our traditions, it has been explicitly mentioned that tormenting Lady Fatima, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the relatives of Prophet, a believer, tormenting a warrior in the way of Allah, tormenting a neighbor, and also all the Muslims, is tantamount to tormenting Allah and the Holy Prophet. So, consequently, the tormenting ones are cursed by Allah in this world and hereafter. Based on what we have said so far, we realize that la'an is an expression of harmony with the All-Wise, the Merciful, with Allah Himself, because He is the one who curses those who deserve it. The Holy Quran says, كَيْفَ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ How shall Allah guide people who have disbelieved after their faith and after bearing witness that the apostle is true and after manifest proofs have come to them? وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ Allah does not guide the wrongdoing lot. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ Their punishment, their requital, is that there shall be upon them the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind.
We
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, this is the Holy Quran that mentions the word la'n. As the last verse to be discussed, for example, the Holy Quran says, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرِّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. The verse says, shall I inform you concerning something worse than that as a requital from Allah? Those whom Allah has cursed and with whom He is wrathful, and turned some of whom into apes and swine, and worshippers of evil. Such are in a worse situation and more astray from the right path. So, it is not only allowed in Islam to seek the divine expulsion for those who deserve such expulsion, it is also what the Almighty Allah does. Therefore, there are so many instances in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, in the verses of the Holy Quran, as well as the distinguished companions of the Holy Prophet, where la'n is perfectly expressed. Now, let us have a look at some instances of using the word la'n in the traditions. For example, the Holy Prophet is reported to have said, إِذَا ذَهَرَتِ الْبِدَعُ فِي أُمَّتِي فَلْيُظْهِرِ الْعَالِمُ عِلْمَهُ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. When innovations appear in my nation, the knowledgeable one must manifest his knowledge, and whosoever does not do so, then upon him be the curse of Allah. Or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says, مَلْعُونٌ مَلْعُونٌ مَالٌ لَا يُزَكَّى. Cursed, cursed is that wealth that is not purified. Also, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, مَنْ قَالَ بِأَنَّنَا أَنْبِيَاءَ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Whosoever says that we are divine prophets, may the curse of Allah be upon him. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي ذَلِكَ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. And so whosoever doubts about that, may the curse of Allah be upon him. These were some of the traditions from the Shi'i sources. We have also some traditions from Sunni sources, like Abu Bakr, who reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu, مَلْعُونٌ مَنْ ضَارَّ مُؤْمِنًا أَوْ مَكَرَ بِهِ. Cursed is the one who harms a believer or deceives him. These were some of the instances of usage of the word la'an in our traditions. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Oh,
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab Askari. Dear listeners, I have with me a very special guest. We have with us Mr. Salman Akavi with me. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dear listeners, Mr. Salman Nakavi is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University and a researcher in the field of Hausa Al-Miyafqom. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
It's a pleasure to be on the show again.
So we discussed about the domains of behavior and some of the relationships you can teach your child. And the last relationship that we were talking about was how you can help a child develop a relationship with others. What next do we have in these relationships?
The various relationships that have to be managed by any human being.
Yeah.
And especially we have to bring up our children in a manner that they can manage those relationships. Basically, we have four relationships,
yeah,
as we mentioned. And we were talking about the relationship with other human beings, apart from our relationship